We're in the middle of discussing the Isser of Kibbutz for an Avel, Tachshiv and Tachshloshim, Simon Shin Pei Tes. The Rama writes in Seif Gimel, Yesh Omrim, the Asr Lil Bosh Big De Shabbos, Toch Dalit Shavuos HaRishonim, that an Avel should not wear Big De Shabbos during the first 4 weeks, which is essentially Shloshim. Aval Acher Kach Mutter, Afilu Al Aviv Ve'ima. However, there's no restriction on wearing Big Day Shabbos during Yud Bey's Chodesh. And that's what we're familiar with the Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the minute that the Ramah requires not to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon, and the famous comment of the Gaon there, arguing that you should wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. There's a comment of the Birkei Yosef on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch here in Simon Tov. That's a simon of Avelos B'Shabbos. Birkei Yosef writes, Ha'avel Tzarech L'Hachlif Big Day Chol V'Yilbash B'Shabbos Big Day Shabbos. That an Avel Dafka should wear Big Day Shabbos. The Havia B'Far Hasya. Because not to wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos would be a violation of Avelos B'Far Hasya. Big Lila Seinu. She'ein shem ani b'Yisrael, she'ein lo beg of the Shabbos tov me'echol. In our times, 200 years ago, but our where the practice is that everybody wears Big Day Shabbos. It sounds like at a certain time in history, not everyone had Big Day Shabbos. Not everyone had fancier clothing to wear on Shabbos relative to the rest of the week. So if an Avo would be wearing Big Day Chol on Shabbos, it wouldn't necessarily be noticeable because there are many people that wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos anyway. But if you're in a society where there's a clear distinction between Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chol, then not to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos would be a violation of Avelis B'Far Hesya. The Bavi Shulchan comments along those lines that actually before that comment about the Shulchan, let's read something about the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tavkuf Nun Aleph, for the Ramah comments about now wearing Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'da she'etzleinu yesh shnayim o gimel doros. It's already been a few generations where people have not been wearing Big Day clothing on Shabbos Chazon. And it wasn't just a bottom-up practice. It wasn't just a violation of the Minog, but rather this was top-down. The Gedolei Yadur instructed that people should be wearing Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. But Amram Shazel B'marim Avelis B'Shabbos for Hesia. Because that would be a violation of Avelos B'Far Hesya on Shabbos. And therefore he writes, even if Tisha B'Av Chalios B'Shabbos, you still wear Big Day Shabbos on that Shabbos Chazon, which is Tisha B'Av. And therefore, in our days, right, the Aruch HaShulchan, this practice is almost unheard of, to now wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. To ask the Aruch HaShulchan, So what changed? It only became Avelos B'Far Hesya now. It wasn't Avelos B'Far Hesya generations ago. The Ramah didn't know that there's a problem of Avelos B'Far Hesya on Shabbos. So what changed? V'chein nirli neistaiti, is that tali ba'ofen ha'albasha. Has to do with what standard mode address is. This is a slightly different formulation of Birkei Yosef, but a variation of the same theme. That generations ago, the tzura of a beggar that a person would wear on Shabbos wasn't fundamentally different than the tzura of a beggar that a person would wear during the week. The only difference was that Shabbos clothing was of a more expensive cut, or a little bit more expensive. Week of clothing was less expensive, but the tzur of the beged was essentially the same. V'loya hefresh nikro kokach, shrei aniyim gam b'Shabbos, yosim b'schor b'shuta. So a poor person's Shabbos clothing would be a rich person's weekday clothing. Because fundamentally, the baguette is the same kind of baguette that you wear during the week on Shabbos, just higher quality. So a rich person would wear a higher quality baguette on Shabbos, but the poor person would wear what a rich person would wear during the week, a poor person would wear on Shabbos. So it wasn't necessarily nicker objectively whether you're wearing Big Day Shabbos or Big Day Chol. And that's why it made sense to wear a Big Day Chol for an Avil or on Shabbos Chazon. That's not a violation of Avil's profession. Masha Enkin, Zach Kamadoros, Mikodem, Shabbos Shabbos, Haisat Munacher, Sagami, Labagadir, made any Ben Asher. But in recent generations, there's a totally different surah of the Baguette. Kamo Shabbos Chol, Hayunosim Kolva, Shal Klapin. It'll be Shabbos Shtreimel. So a Shtreimel looks nothing like a regular weekday hat. It's a totally different surah. The Chayn Shari Begadim, Hayanikr, Lekol, Shazad Begad Chol. And what's a Begad Shabbos? So for that reason, in Higur Agadolim, Shalal Linhod Min Agzem, and Nisha Hefesh Nikr Harbei, Vahavei Kaveos B'Shabbos. That's why the practice changed. Nothing changed in Din. Nothing changed in the strength of the minhag. The mitzvah changed. So if you live in a time, the way the Birkei Yosef said it, what the difference between the Doros Kanonim and the current generations is that it used to be that people wore the same basic clothing during the week and on Shabbos. Or, so, the way he says it is that there are aniyim who would dress the same way on Shabbos and during the week, so it wasn't nicker. What the Chashulchan says is that the whole surah of Big Day Shabbos changed. That everybody wears a different surah of a bag on Shabbos than during the week. And for that reason, it's more of a concern about they list before Hesiod. Oh, okay. So then the Archon Shalom Gazanin says, V'lachein ani omer, dibizmanein uzeh, sh'al pi pekudas ha-malchus, kvar achlafnu, tuminas ha-begadim, v'shabas v'chol, tumina achas lahen, ela sh'hefesh b'inzol li-yoker, v'adinochem l'kayim min ha-kakamonim. The Archon Shalom says, and now we're back where we started. Because now people wear the same clothing during the week, and on Shabbos, in terms of the tzura, I don't know what the reference to the Bekuda Tamachus that he's talking about is, that people aren't wearing Shtreimelach anymore. So if that's the case, maybe we should go back to the original Minhag HaKamonim, not to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos, Chazon. But to Moshe's point, that's basically your point, the Bader Shulchan responds that, no, even nowadays, it could be that it's a matter of degree. So it's true that some people only wear a suit on Shabbos and don't wear a suit during the week. So for someone who only wears a suit on Shabbos, there's a clearly different surah of how he dresses on Shabbos versus how he dresses during the week. Other people wear suits all week long and on Shabbos also. So objectively, if someone doesn't know this person and sees him on a Wednesday, sees him on a Shabbos, he wouldn't necessarily know which is a Shabbos suit or which is a Wednesday suit based on looking on the suit. The guy himself knows that he has a certain higher quality of suit that he wears on Shabbos relative to during the week. So strictly speaking, that shouldn't be available for Hesia for him to wear his weekday suit on Shabbos, because in a vacuum, no one would be able to tell that this is that this isn't a Shabbos suit. But the Baal HaShulchan thinks that maybe it's a certain level of lo nitnu divrei l'shiurim. Once there's a certain class of people, a certain subset of the population, where there is a clear difference in suras habeged between Shabbos and weekday. So we're not going to say that for these people, yes, for these people, no. It would be hard to qualify or quantify what's considered a deus profesia and what's not.
I think that is why I phrased my question as like a whole community, like everyone wears a suit and tie every day.
Yeah, so the question is, do you look at a community in isolation or do you look at a broader population? So yeah, that's essentially the Aruch HaShulchan's point, that now things changed. Didn't change the whole world. It changed wherever he was or whatever. Then in the Vardic, people weren't dressed in the way they had dressed two generations earlier because of some government order, which I'm not familiar with the exact context. So he says maybe we should go back to the original minhag, not to wear big the Shabbos and Shabbos, because that's no longer available for Pesach. Yes, that's a question. In theory, how would you isolate a subset of the population? Rabbi Carr points out that that point of the Aruch HaShulchan and the extent that it's relevant is more relevant in the Hasidic world than the Yeshivish world. In the Hasidic world, there's a much clearer difference between Malbushei Shabbos and Malbushei Chol. In the Yeshivish world, the Litvish world, it's less so. But even there, to some extent, he says, there are degrees of difference between Bigdei Chol and Bigdei Shabbos in the Litvish world as well. So on some level, to the extent that common practice is, and you will see that common practice seems to be, we'll flesh out a little bit more, but to the extent that common practice is largely to wear Bigdei Shabbos, even during Shiva and Shabbos Chazon as well, that reflects to some idea that we are, to some extent, the fact that we are concerned about the Avelis before Hesia ramifications of wearing Bigdei Chol, even if you could isolate a particular situation in which it's not as clear to the casual observer that for this particular person, this is not Bigdei Shabbos if you were to wear Bigdei Chol. Moving along with that point of wearing Bigdei Shabbos during the Shabbos of Shiva, or the Ramah's commentary not to wear Bigdei Shabbos even during Shloshim. So take a look at Rav Shlomo Leiger in the Gilya Marsha. He quotes over here the beginning of Shin Pei Tes. The Shabbos Shal Avelus, Misha Eino Lovesh Kisones Mechubas, Hu Chasidus Shal Shtus. So until now, we've been talking about Bigdei Shabbos. So to the extent that we've established at least a strong tendency among some of the later poskim, reflected in the Gaon and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Birkei Yosef, a tendency to allow for wearing Bigdei Shabbos even during the Shabbos of Shiva as long because of some concern of Elisha Frasia. But so far, Bigdei Shabbos would mean Bigdei Shabbos that are not Mechubasim, because we're still in Israel of wearing a Beged Mechubas. Those are two separate concerns. Bigdei Shabbos is one, and Begad Mechubasim is number two. So we're only necessarily talking so far about wearing Bigdei Shabbos that are not Mechubasim. If they are Mechubasim, that would be a separate Isser Shiva, which would be problematic independent of the Bigdei Shabbos issue. So to that, the Marsha says, not so fast. B'Shabbos Shal Avelus, Mi She'eino Lovesh Kisones Mechubas, Hu Chasidus Shal Shtus. Marsha B'Tshuva. He quotes that if you don't wear a Kisones Mechubas, that's a Chasidus Shal Shtus, even during Shiva. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Se'if Zayin. However, if you look at a Jewish Marshal inside, he does not seem to say that. Jewish Marshal Simin Kav Zayin, She'ela, in Mutter Lilbosh Kisonas Mechubesas B'Shabbos Shal Chazon, the shayla is, are you allowed to wear a freshly laundered shirt on Shabbos Chazon? Says the Marshal, Yeirah, the B'Shabbos Shal Chazon Yishaya, Mutter Lilbosh Ksonis Mechubas, Delo Nimsa Isser Lilbosh Begum Mechubas, Ki Im B'Shavua Shachal Tishabav Lios B'Socha. The Isser Medina Begadim Mechubasim is only during Shavua Shachalba. chemash b'smak. Afilu chaltish b'shabbos ainu aser. Afilu kibus gufei b'yom hem mikum mishum kvod shabbos. So he says that now wearing a bag of mechubas is only us in Medina during Shavuot Shachaba. Shabbos Chazon, definitionally, okay, he's taking a stand on whether there is a Shavuot Shachaba when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. And I'm sorry. He's saying that even if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Me'ikra Din, you're allowed to do kibbutz on Thursday Mishum Kvod Shabbos. So not wearing a bag of mechubas on Shabbos Chazon, which is not Shavuot Shachaba, would only be a violation of a minhag and not aser midina. The quotes, Chaim Yerali Mikach Drashas Shemaril. Sheshalu v'nei ma'ein mishchanin v'gadim v'nogim kol kach avilus v'shabbos chazon yishaya. So the Maril referenced the minhag of not changing clothing Shabbos Chazon because it's not such a veilus for Asya, because maybe you don't have anything to change into. So it's not clear that that's because of a veilus that you're not changing your clothing. M. K. Nira. He says, it was a kind of baguette that not everyone changes anyway, so don't change it. It was a kind of baguette that everyone changes for Shabbos, that would be a violation of Avelis Befer Hesia, not to wear a baguette mechubas on Shabbos Chazon. V'lechei Nira li, k'chassidu shal shtus, ha-machmer b'zom, v'vatel onek Shabbos. So that's called a chassidu shal shtus, meaning that not wearing a baguette mechubas is only aser mimin haga, not midina anyway. So to not wear a bag of mechubas on Shabbos, with only aser mimin haga anyway, not midina, that would be a chassidus shel shtus, because that's coming at the expense of bittul oneg Shabbos. Then he goes on, l'chein yirakoshekein, osan shemarin avelus ala krovin apsulim le'edus, kasher kasa marai, mishun maram, she'enu mishan mebgadim, basurim b'chitzas chamin, afilu panay yad v'raglav, so too, those who are knowing Avelos where they're not mechuyev to be. Avelos for a non-first degree relative, where you want to demonstrate a certain sense of Avelos, but you're not mechuyev to be knowing Avelos, either the din of kol misabel l'la misabel imo, or the second degree relative where you're knowing Avelos voluntarily. So there, even if you're going to be knowing Avelos voluntarily, and not change your clothing during the week, and not wash yourself with hot water, but wearing a tzones on Shabbos would be mutter, because you shouldn't violate Kol Shabbos in order to mekayim minhag of avilus. That's not mikra din. So Marshal is not talking about an avil toch shiva. The Marshal is talking about Shabbos Chazon, where wearing a bag of mechubas, he says, is not asur midina anyway. And he's talking about a voluntary avelus, a kol shemis abel and misabli mo avelus, where also it's only mimin haganam midina. So it's not appropriate to violate kol Shabbos by not wearing a clean ksones in order to mekayim the schumra of avelus. But there's no evidence in Marshal that he would have said the same thing for an avel who's also bebegon mechubas tol shiva neikar adit. And then Marshal has another consideration that he's talking about a ksones. So, as we noted last time, the ksonas of old probably was touching the shirt. You didn't have an undershirt under your shirt. So, to that extent, the ksonas may have, to some extent, been a begetzeya. So, that's what he writes, the Marashal, in early otam, even without everything I just said, otam l'dvar heter, shaksonas eina b'chal shina b'gadim, ki hu mishim zeya ba'alma. So the norm, it sounds like, was to change your shirt once a week. So you change your shirt every Erev Shabbos. That's why you could have argued, he says, if you don't other clothing you change once a week. No one knows if you change, you don't change. But since I haven't changed it every Shabbos, so it would be a violation of Kvod Shabbos not to change. But sometimes people change their shirt in the middle of the week, too, if it's so sweaty. So shirt is a beggar's aid to some extent. And then you'd be allowed to change it anyway. That's not called Shinui Begadim. So says the Marsha. So it does not seem that the brief citation here in Rishon LeEger is a fair representation of the context of the Marsha. If you look, the Taz in Hilchos Tisha B'Av quotes what seems to be a more faithful reading of the Marsha. The Taz is in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph of Katan Dalid. Tavkuf Nun Aleph of Katan Dalid. The Taz writes, Zal Marsha, Vanach Nenoagim Iser Afilim Yosh Kodesh, called Shanoi Vishavu Shachal Tisha B'Av. So our practice is, the practice of the Ramah, that we are Machmir Mimin Haga, to Aser, that which is normally Aser during Shavuot Shechalbo, to extend that Iser for the entire 9 days. Chutz, Mimash Shayach of Kosh Shabbos, Ein L'Shan Eskval, except for if that Nidah would interfere with Kosh Shabbos, so that's not appropriate to institute Avelus Mimin Haga, excuse me, in a way that's going to interfere with Kosh Shabbos. So there, Ein L'Shan Eskval, Kigon, Sonas and Mipachas Denogin Heter, about the stinin kameduma shenagabu iser, not v'tzarach ian de machnirin be'avel mamish afaksonas l'shabbos. So the way he quotes it is that which is shaykh for Shabbos, you shouldn't ask her in Shabbos chazon, like a shirt or a towel, but bestinin by sheets, kemeduma shenoga bo iser, v'tzarech ian demachmirinan ba'avel mamish, Afaksonas l'Shabbos. So I don't know if that last Sarach Ion is the Taz's editorializing or that's a summation of the Marashal. According to the Marashal, the Vinili Otan is a heter that would presumably apply even for a Avel Tashiva if it's essentially a Begatzea. So I don't know if the Taz's Tzarech Ian there is his summary of the Marshal, or that it should emerge from the Nirali of the Marshal that if they consider a Begatzea, then it should be Mutter even for an Avel Tashiva. The Marshal has 2 points. I'm sorry? He has Akon Lashono after the Shabbos. I'm sorry? Is that Avol Mamish? So if he's a Machmirim, the Avol Mamish, Avol Shabbos, Akon Lashono. You don't have. You have an Akon Lashono? You don't have an Akon Lashono? One second. Kishadu? That's not really a quote of the Marshal. Yeah, that's not really summary. Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure. Unless he's summarizing the Marshal, that's not really the lush of the Marshal. But either way, so I'm not sure if it's not meant to, it's not a direct quote. So if it's not meant to be a direct quote, then that may be a summary of what emerges in the Marshal. That if you accept the Beged Zeh argument, so then there would be justification for wearing a Beged Mechubas, even a Beged Zeh, that's Mechubas, like the Ksonus of old, even during Shiva. But for non-Beged Zeh, there's no evidence, doesn't seem to be any evidence from the Marshal to be Matur Beged Mechubas during the Shabbos of Shiva. In the Divrei Sofrim, he quotes from Achronim that an Avel could wear Beged Mechubas during Shiva on Shabbos if he gives it to someone else to wear first. Rabbi Willen pointed out that his impression is that Minhag HaOlam is to allow an Avel to wear a Beged Mechubas on the Shabbos of Shiva, even if no one else wears it first. It's if you have a Beged Shabbos She'eino Mechubas, then it's definitely better to wear that, meaning you wore a suit last Shabbos before the Avela started, and you didn't give it into the dry cleaners since then. So the best is that you should wear if you have two suits, you have a suit that came from the dry cleaners that you haven't worn yet since the Avela started, and a suit that you had worn last Shabbos before the Avela started. Better to wear the suit that's Eina Mechubas. But if you don't have a choice, and the only Shabbos clothing that you have are Mechubasim, then Rabbi Willing thought that Minhag HaOlam is that you wear the Beged Mechubas even without having someone else try it on. And he pointed out, maybe that's because, as we discussed last time, whenever you need to try something on behalf of an Avel where the Kibbutz or the Levishas Beged Mechubas is Asa Medina, so then you need a longer trying on period. That was the difference between the 2 or 3 days of the Kolbo and the Sha'a Achas of the Ramah, the difference between that which is Asa Medina and that which is Asa Minhaga. So to the extent that you would need to have someone else wear Beged Mechubas for you during Shiva, that would have to be for 2 or 3 days. And people are istinous enough in our time that you wouldn't have someone wear your clothing for 2 or 3 days and then wear it yourself afterwards. So maybe that's some explanation for if there is a minhag to be makel along those lines. Rabbi Karb quotes from Avoyashiv that no, there's no hetter for wearing begadim mechubasim on Shabbos at all. Big day Shabbos, yes. Begadim mechubasim, no, because that's aser medina. He says that Rabbi Yashiv was makel for others, that they could wear a Shabbos shirt, that's Mechubas, because that's considered to be a Beged Zeh. But it says that Rabbi Yashiv himself, Rabbi Karl Yashiv himself, wore the same shirt or a previously worn shirt during the Shabbos of Shiva. As his personal Hanhaga, but he was Mora to others, that you could be makel to wear a Beged Mechubas, a shirt that's Mechubas during Shabbos of Shiva, because on some level, that's considered to be a Beged Zeh. Okay. Bar Yishochan sounds like he assumes that there's no hatred to wear a bag of milchubas at all, and not leaving aside a bag of zayin, but a regular bag of milchubas on Shabbos Shiva, unless you have someone else, if you're stuck, you have nothing else to wear, you'd have someone else wear it, presumably, for a couple of days. We'll come a little bit later to where maybe you might be able to shave off from those couple of days. In Sif Gimel, we just read the Ramah, and the Mechaber writes, Asa Lilbo Shtel Shiva Kalim Chadashim Tzvuim, the Yishanim Yotam Mitachas Machbish. So during Shiva, you're not allowed to wear new clothing, new colored clothing, and you can't wear old clothing that has been freshly pressed. The Archa Shulchan notes in Sif Tes, that our practice is to aser wearing new clothing for the entirety of Shloshim and al aviv imo for Yud-Beis Chodesh. Says the Baragola here at the end of the simon, because of a kolbo, the Shem Aram, the Malkam Sha'aser Lilbo Shchadashim, Imaniach La'acher Lilov Shan Bezo Gimel Yamim, Hakol Mutter. That where you're not allowed to wear Begadim Chadashim, if you have someone else wear them for you for 2 or 3 days, then you can wear them. The nearly newest deity, Dafka B'tzarachlam. You can't rely on that if there's no real pressing need, but if there's a need for new clothing, you can wear new clothing and someone else wears them for 2 or 3 days. But what's this lesson of 2 or 3 days? Is it 2 or is it 3? And how do you decide it should be 2 or should be 3? Or how Dafka is that? Bader Shulchan seems to suggest in Siyunim Oslamid that it depends on the kind of garment. Sounds like certain garments have a chalos being old after you wear them for 2 days, and certain garments have a chalos being old if you wear them for 3 days. How you figure that out or how you know, I have no idea. That seems to be what he says. In the Siyunim Halacha, he quotes on page Tav Lamed Zayin from Avoyashiv, that nowadays, since people are more makbid about hygiene than they used to be, so it used to be that to consider a piece of clothing 2 or 3 days old, that required to consider a piece of clothing old, you have to wear it for a couple days, 2 or 3 days. And nowadays, if you wear it for a day, so that's enough to make it considered old because we have a different threshold of tolerance for having other people wear our clothing. So the question of Yashiv that Lemaisa, where the person say 2 or 3 days, it's sufficient to wear it for 1 day. So to have someone wear a bag of chadash, it'd be sufficient to have them wear it for 1 day. And you can make up to half a day. If you accept that, sorry? If you accept that, so then that would be helpful if you want to be machmer and not wearing a bag of mechubas for Shabbos or Shiva, then presumably the same thing, even if it's Asr Medina, you could have someone wear for half a day, and maybe that would be sufficient. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Yud Aleph that the din of not wearing the Begadim Chadashim during Shloshim, during your Beis Chodesh, Mimin Haga, so that doesn't apply to Big Day Zaya. So if you need to restock on Big Day Zaya, then you can do so without having someone else wear it on your behalf. at Sinai Lacha off across from Rav Yashiv, that shoes are not considered begadim for this purpose. Then Avil could buy new shoes if necessary. Although Rav Yashiv recommended, if possible, to have someone else wear the shoes for you, that would be better. To find someone, presumably the same shoe size. But he didn't think that was absolutely necessary. And the Sinai Lacha is Messiah in the comment of the Lekhet Yosher, Sfirsa Omer, page 97, writing about his rabbi, the Chumash Hadeshen, that the Chumash Hadeshen allowed wearing new shoes during Sfira, even where there's a minute not to wear new clothing. It sounds like shoes are not considered to be clothing. That's what the Pnei Baruch quotes also, that the shoe is not considered to be a baguette. Why not? So the Tzinei Halacha is Mitzai in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sefkata Mem Hei. Mishnah Berurah, they write, in the context of the minhag of not reciting Shachiyanu during 9 days, by extension, the 3 weeks. So the Mishnah Berurah has a comment that we don't recite Shachiyanu on shoes, because shoes are not so chashuv. Even if you're living in a society where you say shachiyanu on new clothing, but shoes are less chashuv than clothing, you wouldn't say shachiyanu on new shoes. So Tzinei Halacha says, Rabbi Ben Zion Cook, that, well, maybe things are different now. People spend a lot of money on shoes. So can you say necessarily that shoes aren't considered to be chashuv? Why they're less chashuv than other pieces of clothing if people spend a lot of money on shoes? I don't know if it's a function of cloth per se. I don't know if the relative in Europe were shoes more relatively inexpensive than they are now. I can't imagine, but I don't know. Rabbi Felder quotes, sorry?
I was going to go to the night store once in a while.
Okay. Rabbi Felder quotes from Rabbi Moshe. I'm saying, you probably didn't spend so much money on pants or shirts either. So. Rabbi Felder goes for a motion that shoes are not considered baggage, period. That and that seems to be generally accepted, that if you need new shoes, probably shouldn't get the fancier shoes, but at least a functional pair of shoes. If you need new shoes, that would be acceptable, even without having someone wear it for you first. There's a line in Kovitz Shuvah of Yashiv Chelik Beisim and Tzama Gimel, just a few brief Piskei Halacha written to Rabbi Vaid, the author of the Bedikas Talam Balacha. So he has a line there that a hat is considered to be a baguette. So for purposes of what? So it's in the context of a Velus. If a hat's a baguette, as is mashma in Arachai and Tafkuf Nun Aleph in Hilchos Tishbav. So the Tzinei Halacha comments, it's not so clear where it says that in, or where it's mashma though in Simon Tafkuf Nun Aleph, the mention of that. There's maybe Rav Yashiv is referring to a comment of the Eshel of Rabbi Chach, where he says that you shouldn't wear your Shabbos hat on Shabbos Chazal. Rav Shachter quotes that Rabbi Breuer used to wear his weekday hat on Shabbos Chazal, even though he wore Pekei Shabbos for the rest of it, and Rav Shachter didn't think that made sense. They're probably not like the Eshel of Rambam Chach, because Rav Shachter thinks that Big Day Shabbos, to the extent that there's a minhag of not wearing Big Day Shabbos Shabbos Hazon, or to the extent that there's such a minhag for an Avil during Shavuot Shloshim, Big Day Shabbos means a certain quality of garment, clothing that's pressed, or clothing that... clothing that is of a fancier grade. So in that context, we have to throw that in principle. We wear the same grade clothing during the week as on Shabbos. Even if you wear a suit on Shabbos, you don't wear a suit during the week. But fundamentally, the pants are the same pants. They're styled the same way. But to the extent that there is such a minhag that would be the Shabbos, you have to throw that shouldn't apply to a hat, if that's not a baguette in that way at all. Okay. And then you have to figure out what is the relevance of Gihutz. So we noted last time, Machlokas Yishonim, does Gihutz mean pressed in a certain way? Does Gihutz mean a higher quality of Kibbutz? Kibbutz is B'mayim, and Gihutz is with detergents. That's the two deos in Sivav. But the Mechaber says, hey, Kol Shloshim Yom, also Lilbosh, Begad Meguratz. You can't wear Begad Meguratz during Shloshim. Fahusha Yehei Lavan V'chadash. The Iser Begad Meguratz only applies to white and only applies to Chadashim. Afilu Shapishta. The Baal Shulchan points out that according to this, Giyos isn't so relevant now. Because for the Mechaber, the Iser wearing a Begad Chadash only applies during Shiva. But we have a minhag not wearing begadim chadashim during the entirety of Shloshim, and by extension, you make chodesh. So if you're not wearing a begad chadash anyway, and a begad meguas is only on a begad chadash, then there's nothing added by, in practice, by the iser of meguas. Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe though, that included in the Gadim Meguhatzim is what we call dry cleaning. Again, we don't know exactly what the science of the tzokol, the first day here in Sifav was, of the pressing. But Moshe assumed that dry cleaning is a equivalent and is aser. And Moshe assumed that dry cleaning is even by, is not limited to the Gadim to begadim chadashim. So you can't have something, you can't wear something that's dry clean during shloshim midina. Not wearing a begadim mechubas during shloshim is mi minhaga. Not wearing a dry clean clothing may be midina. Although Rabbi Felder quotes in the Gesher Chaim, as the Shach points out over here in Sif Gimel, that the heter of having someone wear clothing on your behalf applies even to begadim meguhatzim, not only to begadim mechubasim. So that's the case, even if you assume that dry cleaning is considered to be meguhatz, but you'd be allowed to have someone else wear the dry clean clothing for you first, and then wear it afterwards. Although, putting two and two together, even if you're able to allow someone to wear it for you first, but during Shloshim, or Begadim, the Guhatsim is Aser Medina, as opposed to Mechubasim, which is Aser Mibinhaga, and we assume that that which is Aser Medina needs to be worn for a longer period of time. So let's say we assume anyway, we'll assume like Yashiv Kula, that you can wear, have someone wear it for you for as little as half a day, but you still, if you want to wear dry clean clothing during Shloshim, you'd have to have someone else wear it for you for at least half a day or a day in order to allow the oval to wear it during Shloshim.
Just remember, why is dry cleaning considered new? If the Shemara said that he has still made problem with the
Shemara? Yeah, so I think because the Yishanim doesn't mean new, it was never worn before. Yishanim is a certain, maybe Chadashim doesn't mean that it was never worn before. It means that a certain quality like new. So if it's worn out, so then Giyutz doesn't really affect it. But if it's in good condition, and then you do Giyutz, maybe that's considered Chadashim as far as that criteria.
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch use something from Basin for that? In general, like Chadashim, meaning new, versus Basin.
In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, "Aser lilbosh chadashim, v'gam astina v'amatzav shel mita aser l'chabson l'osim mechubasin."
I'm thinking he clearly has two separate categories of kach aser lilbosh and mechubasin, including being sarf lomer shel aser lilbosh chadashim. Hard especially when Sid Kimmel, he contrasts it with Deshaun.
Yeah, I hear. I mean, that's 3 days in the Gemara as to what Gius applies to, and we paskin to the most restrictive application is only Yishanim, only Chadashim Levanim. Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me try to look back and try to figure out. There's nothing, I don't believe that there's anything in the Kli Rishon for Moshe. It's Rabbi Felder's citation. Let me look around and see if I see any further clarification. Okay, so let's just spend a few minutes beginning the next Siman of Tisporos, and then we'll pick up at that next time. Sasha. Most of the Nihugi Avelis that we've been discussing, most Nihugi Avelis in general, are only Noheg Midina during Shiva. Some of them are Noheg during Shloshim, like Rechitza and Gihutz. Let me start that again. Most of the Nihugi Avelis we have are Noheg Medina only during Shiva. Gihutz is an exception that is Noheg during Shloshim. And the most prominent exception is Tisporos, which is Noheg during Shloshim, Me'ikaradin. And that the Gemara learns out from Pesukim, essentially. The Gemara on Yedalei Mebeis learns out the Isser of Tisporos during the Isser of Tisporos from Avil from Rashechem Al Tifro by Bnei Aaron Abanov. And then the Gemara in Daf Yutes Amud Beis has Xdei Roshava Para Minazir that just as Stam Nazir with Shloshim Yom. And the Nazir is Aser B'Tisparas as such for Shloshim. So too, an Avil is Aser B'Tisparas for Shloshim as well. And then the Grand Daf Kaf Dalet and Aleph has that Avil Shelo Parah Chayim Nisa. That if an Avil isn't Mekayim the restrictions of Tisparas properly, he's Chayim Nisa. Shenemar Sheikhem Lo Sefro V'Lo Sam Nisa. Fair Shabbosik, if you're Mekayim Lo Sefro, then Lo Samusim. If not, then Samusim. Pretty severe. So most Rishonim assume that to the extent that there are psukim involved here, these are b'taras asmachta. But the Rishonim, quote Ravid, who understood that the Isser of Tiglachas during Shloshim is min ha-Torah. After all, it's based on a pasuk. So that's a fascinating Shita Sarai that allows for the possibility that maybe there are elements of Avelis that are noheg for Shloshim min ha-Torah. But all the other Rishonim argue, all the other Rishonim assume that these Pesukim are only in Asmachta, and the Chayim Misa isn't to be taken literally either. And there are other times that Chazal use Chayim Misa in a not fully literal fashion. And it may still be Derabanan with the Asmachta, and Chayim Misa doesn't mean what it sounds like. The Rambam has two words. The Nosekelim are later are bothered, or not quite sure where they come from. But the Rambam writes in Perkei Lecha Beis, Minayin sha'avel asa b'tisbares, shrei hizir b'nei aron o shechem al tifro, mechlau, shekolim is avel asa l'sapra sa'aro el magal l'para. He can't cut his hair, he has to let it grow. U'kishem sha'asa l'galeach sa'ar rosha, kach asa l'galeach sa'ar sakano, v'chol sa'ar shiesh bo. Echad ha'megaleach v'echad ha'misgaleach. So not only is an Aval not allowed to have his hair cut, he's not allowed to cut other people's hair. Echad megalech ve'echad miskalech. The Ritvaz is bothered, typically, sha'asir basi is malacha. As we discussed last time in the context of kibbutz, what are we adding? Should be asir for an Aval to be megalech ha'chayim because it's an isir malacha. What's the special reboot, so to speak, that there's a specific or independent iser dafka to be megalech as opposed to the generic iser malacha? The ishlamar nafkamina la'achar shloshayamim shemutar basis malacha. That even a situation in which we allow an avod to do malacha for davar avod or the like, that heter wouldn't extend to be megalech. Less, as we discussed previously, it's a Rav and Zvichimel situation. It's Erev Yontif, and it's only barbering down, and people need their haircuts for Yontif. Maybe that would be different arguably for the Rambam, it was only a matter of Issa Malacha, so then this had to be done Rav. But it is an added Issa of being megalech per se. So Davar Avod doesn't help. Maybe Rav and Tzvichim Lo doesn't help either for the Rambam. But it's still unclear where the Rambam got this from. The Shaila Levi has a fascinating Shaila. Chelik Beis, the end of Siman Reish Yud Gimel. Vosner writes, Uvda Bel Yadi Bezakim Muflak Shemes. So someone died well on in years. The Ishtar Zakena Haisa Az Bebeis Acholim Misukenas Ayide Kafa Slave. And his elderly wife was hospitalized. She had a heart attack. There's a risk of a heart attack. The Hilo Yadav and Misa Bayo Azakin. She didn't know her husband died. Abanim Yashu Shiva. Afikena Bilo Yadav Shalal Abanim Ephraim. So the kids are all home sitting Shiva. They probably aren't so young themselves. And the mother, the elderly mother in the hospital, is asking, where are my kids? Upasha Lachala Ondu Malah Shemi Vakru Abanim. V'tavu ad sha'arei magos mamish. That she's old, but she's not dumb. And she'll realize that if her kids are showing up with five-day-old beards, something's up, and she'll suspect that her husband died, and she could have another heart attack. V'shalu abanim im nei pikuach nefesh kazeh him utam l'galei sakanam afilu tach sheva. So if they're going to be away for a week, she's going to think something's amiss. So can they shave and go visit her during Shiva? So obviously, Koch Nefesh trumps everything else. You can try to steer the conversation or say whatever necessary she shouldn't find out. Mikol makom, kevin the betoch shiva machmas mira yamim medayin ein azakim megudol kol gach lever sees lahatir. You didn't want to be making during shiva because how much could your beard grow during shiva, and are you really worried that the woman's going to notice? Avol achar shiva itaynu leachem in abanim legalach levakra seim achola lafpis daiter shalotilig v'lava lidei sakana. I assume if it was a situation where it's compelling enough that the mother could have found out during Shiva also, or realized that her sons shave regularly every day and someone hasn't shaved for 5 days, so probably been matter also. We don't even if it was a deraisa, pikuach nefesh, but we don't assume like the right, even during Shiva. It's also medina, but it's only a din derabanan. We're not talking about a vilsi amishon according to anyone. So it seems like if it was necessary, but it would be mekel, not much of a shayla, mekel and pikuach nefesh, even during Shiva. Yeah. Okay. Tosos and Daf Testament Bays, Dear Maskel, Asya Parapara Minazir, Yesh Omrim, Sha'asir La'avah, Leo Sorek Rosha La'achar Shiva. And Abba's not allowed to comb his hair after Shiva, meaning even after Shiva, Mishun Darmina Nazir Chofef in the fast base of Allah Sarek. So there's a hekesh of para to Nazir. That's how we learn out the duration of the Yisrael Tiglachas Tisporas for an Avah. So there's another halacha by a Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Vani Yalfinami Nazir. So just like a Nazir can't comb his hair, and Allah shouldn't be able to comb his hair toch Shiva. The Einir Klaus of Tosfos, Rabbi Nazir Aser Vaday Shafilu Talak Saro Aser. That was a concern. When it comes to a Nazir, if you pluck out one hair, that's a violation of Isarei Naziris. So then we're worried. Don't comb your hair because you may come to pluck out a hair. Avlein Yadavei Lo Shumishem Yofi Yipoi. Lo. That the reason for the Isser Tisparas for Avel is that he shouldn't be well-groomed. But if you pull out one hair, that's not going to be a violation of the Isser Tisparas for an Avel. Okay. Fine. So Tosafot goes to Yeshomim that you're not allowed to comb your hair during Shloshim, because of the Hekish to Nazir. And Tosas argues, he quotes the Rivar Sach, that no, Nazir, we don't take all the halachas of Nazir and transfer them to an Avil, it's only one makes sense. The reason for the Isser being sorry for Nazir is because the consequence of plucking out even a single hair by Nazir is more severe than by an Avil. To do that by an Avil would not be a violation of Isurei Avails. The Rav Avadia has the following analysis here, page 8, Samach Beis, that Rashi writes, Shabbos Nunam Beis, that the reason a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair is because of a concern of segregation. Then he says, according to many Rishonim, many Poskim, sorry, Psikreshe and Anissa Durabana and Bishari Surim is not a concern. So when it comes to Nazir, we're talking about Issa Deraisa. And Shabbos or Machmer Psikvesh is even the Rabban. But B'Shari Surim, it's only we're dealing with the Psikvesh concern that's less of an issue. And Tosis writes in Shabbos, there are none of Beis. Beis on the Gemara in Nazir, and Beis on the Aleph. Kol HaSorek L'Hashir Niman on the Dolim Miskaven. The concern is that if you're combing, you really have in mind to remove those scraggly hairs or the hairs that don't belong. So if you're concerned that if you're going to comb, you're combing with the intention of removing hairs, maybe that's a concern for an Avel as well. The mice of Bezos are called the Machlokas Rishon and the Smak and the Rebbeinu Yerucham. Can you be Makel even Tel Shiva? Tosis is talking about Lacher Shiva. What about Tel Shiva? So the Bezos are called that as the Machlokas Rishon and a Shulchan Aruch for Makel and Sivav, even Tel Shiva, to allow being Sarek. That was one of the reasons that the Taza quoted for justifying being more makel about rechitza during shloshim. If the reason for asking rechitza during shloshim is because you may come to comb your hair, or may come comb your hair, then that reason wouldn't be as relevant. Okay, so we're lemaisa makel on combing, even toch shiva. Two gersos in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say rosho, meaning does it apply to a man as well. Tazim Sifkatim Beis, Nekudas HaKasef, Machlokas, Allah or Mekel, even by a man, to allow combing even during Shiva. Okay, we'll stop here, and then next time we'll pick up Mirz Hashem with Ga'ara, and try to finish up Simin Shinsadi. Okay, so we'll meet next Mirz Hashem on Monday in person. Yeah. Okay. Anyone have time constraints next week?